From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews as he brings the next portion of a message called Through the Cross to the Crown. The focus is upon verses 39 and 40 of the chapter. In an earlier message, Dr. Cairns dealt with the theological or doctrinal principles set forth in the text. Now he is presenting the devotional principles found in these verses. In commencing the message, Dr. Cairns dealt first of all with the testimony of faith. True saving faith is absolutely essential before anyone can live rightly before God. Next, he spoke of the trial of faith. There is no question but that the Old Testament saints believed intensely in God's promise of a Messiah, yet they did not see the fulfillment of that promise. An important lesson here is that faith does not necessarily receive what we want when we want it. Further, the text teaches us about the trust of faith. True biblical faith stands upon the revealed Word of God as it is found in the Holy Scriptures. The salvation of a soul depends upon what God has declared in His Word, not upon human supposition or reasoning. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will return to the message. Before he comes, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Morning by Morning.
This morning's text is found in Psalm 104, verse 16. The cedars of Lebanon, which he hath planted. Lebanon's cedars are emblematic of the Christian, in that they owe their planting entirely to the Lord. This is quite true of every child of God. He is not man-planted, nor self-planted, but God-planted. The mysterious hand of the Divine Spirit dropped the living seed into a heart which He had Himself prepared for its reception. Every true heir of heaven owns the great husbandman as his planter. Moreover, the cedars of Lebanon are not dependent upon man for their watering. They stand on the lofty rock, unmoistened by human irrigation, and yet our Heavenly Father supplies them. Thus it is with a Christian who has learned to live by faith. He is independent of man, even in temporal things. For his continued maintenance he looks to the Lord his God and to Him alone. The dew of heaven is his portion, and the God of heaven is his fountain. Again, the cedars of Lebanon are not protected by any mortal power. They owe nothing to man for their preservation from stormy wind and tempest. They are God's trees, kept and preserved by Him and by Him alone. It is precisely the same with the Christian. He is not a hothouse plant sheltered from temptation. He stands in the most exposed position. He has no shelter, no protection, except this, that the broad wings of the eternal God always cover the cedars which He Himself has planted. Like cedars, believers are full of sap, having vitality enough to be evergreen, even amid winter snows. Lastly, the flourishing and majestic condition of the cedar is to the praise of God only. The Lord, even the Lord alone, hath been everything unto the cedars. And therefore David very sweetly puts it in one of the Psalms, Praise ye the Lord, fruitful trees and all cedars. In the believer there is nothing that can magnify man. He is planted, nourished, and protected by the Lord's own hand. And to Him let all the glory be ascribed.
Praise my Savior, praise my Savior, praise to the Lord. Praise to the Lord, praise to the Lord, praise to the Lord, praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Praise the Lord. thy soul praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. Praise the Lord, all ye who hear, now to his temple draw near. Join me in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord, praise to the Lord, praise to the Lord, oh, praise to the Lord. Praise my soul, the King of heaven, to his feet your tribute bring. Ransomed
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we would be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and that you'll join us on our website this week. Thank you.
text speaks of the trial of faith. Watch it carefully. These obtained a good report through faith, but we read they received not the promise. That is the fulfillment of the great promise. I have already described to you what those words entail. Now, clearly the faith of Hebrews chapter 11 is not a laid back sort of... I mean, this faith was so intense that people gave up fortunes. Moses gave up a place in a royal palace. Some scholars believe he gave up even a possibility of the throne. Moses gave up a life of ease for a life of affliction. He was willing to die rather than to give up faith in Christ. This was an intense thing. And it was based upon the promise of God. God held out Christ before these people. I want you never to forget that. Running throughout all the Old Testament. This is where so many people go wrong. They don't see Christ in the Old Testament. Running throughout the Old Testament, you have this line, God set Christ before these people. He set the promise of the Redeemer, that Christ would come, and then he showed the glory that would follow. And they were longing for that day. That was their great desire. But they didn't see it. Many of them failed the Lord in various ways, but notwithstanding those failings, these people in Hebrews 11 were a people who were fully committed to living in the light of the promise of God, and yet they did not receive the promise. Now that tells you something very, very important. And if you learn this, I'm not going to say it's going to make life all a bed of roses and dead easy, but it will help you through various crises. And it's this: faith, true faith, Bible-based faith, God-given faith, faith that will yet be fully vindicated. Faith does not necessarily obtain what you want when you want it. These people wanted the promise, and they were right in desiring that promise. And God intended to give them the fulfillment of the promise, and he will not fail to give them the entire fulfillment of the promise. But they didn't get it when they wanted it. And the intensity of their desire did not alter that fact. Now here's the trial of faith. Here's where it's really put to the test. When you have a promise from God, and you know that you have a promise from God, and you know that what you're looking for and desiring and praying for is the very expression of the will of God, and yet you do not see it come to pass when you desire it and want it and expect it, what do you do? Do you give up faith? The devil tells you, well, must have been your imagination. It's not real faith at all, because real faith would get it. Not necessarily. You see, you think of Joseph. I have mentioned this great text on various occasions. Joseph, in Psalm 105 and verse 19, the word of the Lord tried him. Now, get what it's saying. It was obviously the Lord who was trying him. But the word of the Lord tried him. Until when? Until his word came. In other words, until it was God's time to fulfill it, the word of the Lord tried him. There is no greater trial than the trial that's brought about by the word of God. The trial that's brought about by the promise of God. Knowing that you have God's promise, and yet somehow or other it doesn't seem to be working out. The devil would come and play havoc with your mind. Well, that is the point at which you've got to get back to basics. If God said it, it's true. If God says he'll do it, he'll do it. Come what may, he'll do it. And I'm simply going to have to trust him and repose entirely upon him. and just let Him work it out according to His will. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. Peter strikes a note that's very alien to people today. He says, the trial of your faith is much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire. Now, if you and I were writing that, we would say, the fulfillment of your faith is much more precious than of gold that perisheth. The answer to your prayers is much more precious than of gold that perisheth. And I have no doubt there'd be a lot of truth in those sentiments. But that's not what Peter said. Peter said, the trial of your faith. Those days and nights of agonizing prayer. Those long weeks and months of waiting upon God. Those times when you're under the bombardment of the devil. When your mind is confused. And that's what was happening in 1 Peter 1. He says, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations. And if you have a long memory, you'll remember that when we were looking through 1 Peter 1, I pointed out that the original language there speaks of intense, acute, mental oppression. Peter says, this is much more precious than of gold that perisheth. It's important that your faith be tried. It's important that you go through the fire of trial and testing. It's important that the reality of your faith be put to the fire of trial. After all, how can you tell the difference between real gold and counterfeit? You put it to the fire. How can you tell the reality of true faith over against the counterfeit of an empty, professed faith? You'll tell the difference when it's put to the trial. He says it's much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire. And what is the outcome of it? It will be found to the praise and honor and glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faith will be tried. Remember what James says in James chapter 1 and verse 3. He says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work. Now back up a little. Think again. We are so used to skating over the words of Scripture that we don't get their import. If the trial of your faith works patience. And he immediately says, let patience have her perfect work. What is he saying? He's saying, be prepared for trial and don't try to shirk it. I don't believe, like many Christians, are pleading for troubles, asking God to send me troubles just to prove. I don't think that you've got to do that. You simply live for God and you'll have trouble enough. You'll have trouble in the flesh, for your flesh will not like it. You'll have trouble in the world, for the world won't like it. And you'll have trouble from the devil, for the devil won't like it. You don't need to pray for trouble. You'll get enough. But when it comes, you're told to get your eyes on the Lord. And you're told simply, by faith in Him, to obey His word. And the trial of your faith will work patience. Patience. That continuance, that solid going on. God is interested in making your life consistent, your Christian testimony consistent. There are so many of us who are just like flashes. We're bright one moment and we're gone the next. We go in stops and starts. We have a little spurt of spiritual energy and then we fall by the wayside. The Lord is working upon us in order that we may have this patient continuance in well-doing. That's the mark of the man of God. By patient continuance in well-doing, he is seeking for glory and honor and immortality. He's got his eyes on heaven. And he's going on with God. And in order to facilitate that, the Lord says, you'll have to have trial. Your faith is going to be tried. Let me come quickly to the trust of faith. Because when your faith is tried, you should not jump to the conclusion, A, that God has gone back in his word, or B, that you've misunderstood the word. Watch it carefully. Faith stands on the word of God, whatever the appearance or whatever the circumstances. Now, take this in various areas. Take it first of all in the matter of salvation. There are many Christians who go through periods of intense doubt. I was just reading something by C.H. Spurgeon this morning, and he was noticing this. He said that sooner or later, all true Christians have periods of doubt. So you're not unique in this. But take this matter of salvation and doubt. We have God's word. Let me get back to John 6 and 37 that I was quoting a moment or two ago. And I love to go back to that because God used that particular text in my own life to bring me out of years of doubt and fear and trembling into the assurance of salvation. Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise, under no circumstances, or for any reason, I will in no wise cast out. That's God's promise. I well remember in the wee small hours of the morning in an all-night prayer meeting wrestling with God over that very text and the truth of God dawning on my heart. At last I've got my feet on solid ground. There's one thing I'm sure of. Jesus Christ can never lie. Jesus Christ can never shield the truth. And when Jesus Christ said, him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out, he said what he meant, and he meant what he says. Lord, I come. I don't know that my words are right. I can't even frame my desires. I don't know my need. I can't see the depths of my heart. I can't repent the way I want to repent. I can't believe the way I want to believe. Everything I am and everything I do is tinged with sin and imperfection. But I come to Christ. And you have said you won't cast me out. Let the devil roar. Let the old evil heart of unbelief roar. Let the world contradict. The devil's a liar. My own flesh can be counted a liar. I will say like David, let God be true and every man a liar. If Jesus says it, I believe it. And that's an end of the matter. There may be times when you have great trouble. There may be times when you're going through the dark passages of life and the devil comes to you and says, oh, God has given you up. He never saved you at all, and if he ever did save you, he's changed his mind. You come back to the Word of God. Faith does not focus on the immediate circumstance. Faith does not focus on the immediate feeling. That's a natural thing for us to do. But faith is supernatural. Faith is the gift of God. Faith is based not on circumstance or feeling. It is based on the character and the word of God. And if God says it, either he can tell the truth and nothing else, or he can also tell a lie. But the Bible says God cannot lie. I'm sure of that. Now, at times I'm not sure about how I feel. There's times I'm not sure about how I should interpret my circumstances. There's times when I don't understand what's happening. There's times when I don't begin to understand myself. But one thing I'm always sure about, God cannot lie. He can't tell a lie. And if he says it, faith takes its stand on the word of God, whatever the appearance and whatever the circumstance.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways,
You may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.